and bitter, and they would go out and gather up them weeds and put them in a pot and boil them. And you try to take a bath in there for your fever, and they give you about a half a glass of that, and that would kill the fever. Yes, black. We had a little. Let me see now. We had a little a tree we used for like kids. Back there, kids used to wet a lot, you know. Sour berries. That's what they call it. Sour berries. You dig up that root and boil and give children a drink. That keep from wetting in the bed. That's what the old folks said. Then we call it sour berry. And them chills and fever, I'm telling you, they were so. It just shaked you, the whole house and the bed and all look like it be shaking when you had them hard shaking chills.
Did you suffer with them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I suffered with them a lot.
Do you know what kind of tree that has broad leaves that shed all at one time, and the bark peels off of the tree? There's a little knot, bald, tough wood that's used for a chopping block.
A chopping block, this is a, let me see what the name of that tree, that's a, it mostly grow in the woods, don't it? Yes, it mostly grow in the woods. That's, and it have a big white flower on it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's I can't think right now the name of that. Good as I know the name of that tree. Not a it ain't called a holler tree. No, I never heard of button ball. Oh, let me see.
What about plane trees?
Sycamore tree. Yeah, that's right. That's sycamore tree. Mm-hmm. It's called sycamore tree.
What kind of trees do we have around here besides those?
We have sweet gum trees.
What are those sweet
gums? That's why we got our chewing gum. We didn't know nothing about buying no chewing gum. we would cut the tree, you know, take the axe, and we would cut the tree, like in the wintertime, you know, fall of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, when it get warm, some would run out that tree, you know, like gum, like. And then we would scrape that off and chew it for chewing gum.
What did it taste like?
It tasted good. Call that the sweet gum tree. See, we ain't know nothing about no chewing gum. And we do the same way with pine trees, chew rosin. We would die out chewing gum.
Chew what?
Rosin. You know, they call it tempine. We went out the pine tree. That's what we have for our chewing gum. Sweet gum, now is better than any chewing gum you can buy.
Is that still around here?
Oh, yes. I